WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Paleontologist John Horner was looking for baby dinosaur bones when he discovered a dinosaur egg, the first one ever found in North America. That was in 1977. Since then, Horner has led a series of digs in the badlands of central western Montana. He was also the first to discover dinosaur nests, where he found more than 500 whole or partial eggs. And he uncovered a tomb that contained the remains of 10,000 dinosaurs, which led him to the conclusion that dinosaurs traveled in herds. John Horner is a curator of paleontology at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman, Montana. His book, Digging Dinosaurs, is an account of his excavations. Horner says it's rare to find fossils of young dinosaurs, or at least it was, and he told me why.
It all started back in the late 1800s when people went out and collected a lot of big skeletons for their big museums.
Right.
And, and that's what they were interested in. And then, you know, the paleontologists came along and they looked at these collections and they said, where are the little ones? People thought that was very mysterious at that particular time. But as we know now, a lot of the people actually would go into areas where there were small things and wouldn't collect them.
What are dinosaur eggs made of that any of them have been able to survive, especially an intact one like that first one that you found?
Well, the egg, in order to fossilize, it needed to get a little crack in it and have very fine sediment flow inside of it. And then that fine sediment turned to stone, turned to rock, and then the eggshell is fossilized around it. So really what you have is an egg with dirt inside of it that's become rock. Some of the eggs that we find actually are hollow inside. Dinosaur eggshell is, the structure of it is almost identical to a bird eggshell. I mean, it's hard. It's not a leathery sort of thing.
When you found this first intact dinosaur egg, did you recognize what it was at first?
Well, I'd seen very little dinosaur eggshell before. And the one that I found was squashed. And the first thing I thought was that it was some kind of a smashed little turtle or something. And I took it back to the museum and compared it with some other stuff we had and figured out that it was in fact a dinosaur egg.
You found the first dinosaur nests. And you think that you identified a new dinosaur behavior, parenting. The first thing that you had to do is to establish that these were really dinosaur nests. What did they look like?
They were made out of sediment. I mean, it wasn't sticks and bushes and stuff like that involved in them. It wasn't like it was on the surface or anything. It was in sediment. And what we did was, when we would find something like eggshell or bones weathering out of the ground, we would dig down into these things, and what we would find is that they were like bowl-shaped depressions in the ground, and that either they had whole eggs or broken-up eggs or baby dinosaurs in them.
What evidence does this offer about parenting habits of dinosaurs?
Well, first of all, having the nests all together showed us that the dinosaurs nested in colonies, which is a social behavior. Also, the fact that we found some nests with eggs in them, some nests with little tiny babies, about a foot and a half long, and we put the skeleton of one of these together, and we could see that at a foot and a half they should have been just leaving their egg. And then in some of the other nests we'd find individuals that were 3 feet or 3.5 feet long, and the fact that we find them in the nests rather than scattered around outside of the nests suggests that they were nest-bound. If something does happen to the parent, they starve to death. But it is their protection, because once they leave it, they're extremely vulnerable.
Was this a big surprise to paleontologists that dinosaurs took care of their young?
Kind of was. The problem is that first of all, people classify animals. Animals do not classify themselves. They don't come with tags on them. So
make it easy if they did, huh?
Right. So we have thrown dinosaurs. We call them reptiles. We look at modern-day reptiles and we say, reptiles are cold-blooded. They don't care for their young. They're kind of slow and stupid. And dinosaurs are in there with them, so that's what they're like. And so when we found that evidence for parental care, it was kind of surprising for some people. But not entirely, because most people, at least paleontologists, realize that our expectations of dinosaurs based on recent living reptiles is not altogether valid.
Is one of the most exciting parts of digging dinosaur fossils when you actually start putting together the pieces and seeing what the dinosaur looked like as a whole?
That's pretty exciting. I would say for most people, including myself, one of the most exciting things is when you first excavate the thing, when you first see it. You're looking at something that's 80 million years old. That is exciting. But, of course, if it's just a pile of bones, it's also exciting when you put them all together to see what the animal looked like. And then, again, it's more exciting when you have all the bones together and you figure out where the muscles go and you're able to reconstruct the animal, flesh it out, so you can see what it looked like in life.
Can you describe to us what one of the dinosaurs, one of the species of dinosaurs looked like that was pieced together from fossils that you found?
Well, the Mayasaura. What do you mean, what it looks like?
Too daunting to describe, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a bipedal animal. It's big, yeah. Big duck bill, beak on it. Skin texture very similar to an alligator's. We have no idea what color they were.
Any unusual features?
Not with Mayasaura, really.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the duckbills, of course, have big crests on their heads. Horned dinosaurs have big spikes and plates. I mean, they're...
So instead of beautiful peacock feathers, they'd have clubs on their heads.
Well, kind of, yeah. Well, but think of horned animals today, the deer and the antelope and moose and elk. I mean, they use their horns for male-to-male combat and for species recognition. They don't use them for defense. I mean, they will if they're really pushed into a corner and they've already kicked and ran and done everything else. They will put their head down. It's like Triceratops. I mean, most people think Triceratops used its horns to poke holes in the belly of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And if you think about it for a minute, I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. I mean,
why not?
Well, first of all, Triceratops would have to come in, poke Tyrannosaurus, and then hope that it got out of the way in time, or else Tyrannosaurus Rex would fall on its face. I mean, it's a bad place for a weapon. And even if you think about Tyrannosaurus Rex itself trying to catch something, I mean, here, if you imagine Triceratops running down the street and Tyrannosaurus is running after it, Tyrannosaurus has no front legs. I mean, it has nothing. It just has a big mouth. And here comes a 2 or 3 ton Tyrannosaurus chasing it with no front legs. So how does it catch it? I mean, it reaches over with its mouth and grabs it. And the Triceratops shakes a little bit, and all the Tyrannosaur teeth are still in the Triceratops. I mean, Triceratops, I think, used its horns for display and not for defense. It just doesn't make sense for a defensive mechanism.
Of course, this contradicts all the monster movies I've ever seen.
And I don't think Tyrannosaurus Rex was a predator either. I think it was a scavenger.
It seems to me that the things you've found have been a combination of chance and very hard, determined work.
It's fun, though.
Do you like the chance element in it? The kind the luck that you're having to be digging the right place, or you happen to find someone who has a fossil, they don't know what it is, and it turns out to be a dinosaur baby fossil.
Right, and I mean, you can walk over miles and miles and miles of badlands and never find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just persistent about it, keep doing it, sometime you'll find something good.
Thanks so much for telling us a little bit about your work.
Thank you.
John Horner's book, Digging Dinosaurs, is published by Workman. Egg Mountain, where Horner discovered his first dinosaur egg, has been established as a reserve by the Nature Conservancy. This is Fresh Air.